大家早上好。
It is good to be back and to see you again.
我很高兴又回来跟大家见面。
Let me say again, thank you to those of you who pray for my travels.
我再次的想向大家感谢，感谢大家为我祷告。我在海外旅行的时候，有你们祷告托住我。
I very much appreciate it.
我非常的为此感恩。
Leaving a week from tomorrow to teach a group of Eskimo pastors in North Pole, Alaska.
Wow, 一个星期以后我又要去给爱斯基摩人的一些牧师们给他们做培训，所以我要到北极去。
It will be a little cold for me.
跟我们这儿比起来，那儿有点冷哦。
But it's okay because I will get back and 2 weeks later go to India.
但是没关系，因为在那之后两星期我又要到印度去。
Where it's supposed to be 100 degrees.
在印度大概是100度吧。
So on average, it will be very comfortable.
所以平均说来，这个温度是很舒服的。
But someone told me temperatures don't work that way. I can't.
但是有人跟我讲，温度是不能平均的，所以我不知道会是什么样的感受。
But I very much appreciate your prayers.
但是非常感谢大家为我一直祷告。
Today is Palm Sunday.
今天是棕树主日。
It's the day.We celebrate Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem.
所以今天是我们庆祝主光荣进入圣城耶路撒冷的日子。
But then just 5 days from now, we will remember his death on a cross.
但是仅仅五天之后，我们就开始纪念主在十字架上的死。
Think about the contrast of that.
所以就想想这个对比。
Sunday, Hosanna, Hosanna.
在星期天的周日主日的时候，今天这样的主日的时候。耶路撒冷的人全程都在喊 Hosanna, Hosanna, 称颂主的名。
Friday, crucify him.
到了星期五，他们喊的就是钉他十字架。
Sunday, they're waving palms to welcome him into Jerusalem.
在棕树主日，他们就挥着这个棕树枝欢迎主光荣胜利的进入耶路撒冷。
Friday, they are laughing as he gasps for breath on the cross.
但是到了星期五，他们在主在这十字架上挣扎着，在呼吸最后一口气的时候，他们下面的人在嘲笑他。
Sunday, they want to crown him as king.
在主日的棕树主日，他们想要给耶稣戴上王冠，让他成为王。
Friday, they execute him as a criminal.
到了下一个星期五，他们就想要把他当作罪犯一样的把他处死。
Why is there such a sudden change in just 5 days?
就在五天之内，为什么有这么强烈的、这么突然的一个改变呢？
Some people say, well, they were two different crowds.
有人解释就说啊，星期天称颂他的人和星期五钉死他的人是两个不同的人群。
But if so, I wonder why some of those from Sunday didn't show up on Friday to support him.
如果真是这样的话，那些星期天向他欢呼的人，星期五到哪去了呢？他们怎么没有出现去辩护为他辩护呢？
Some people say, well, people are changeable.
有人就说，那人都是善变的呀。
And that's true.
是这样的，我们人都是这样。
You read American history and you'll find that a president can have a 70% approval rating in March and a 30% approval rating in May.
我们看美国的历史，这个一个总统可以在三月份的时候他有70%的支持率，到了五月份就只剩下30%了。
But I think a major reason they turned against Jesus is disappointment.
但是我相信这些人为什么有这样大的转变，他们刚开始在欢呼，后来又去咒诅，那是因为人他们心里的失望。
Think about this from their perspective.
你从他们的角度去考虑一下。
For 3 years he has been preaching and talking about a new kingdom.
有三年之久，耶稣一直在传扬这个新的国度。
They followed him.
然后这些人都在跟从他。
They've seen him heal the sick, raise the dead.
他们看到主医治生病的人，把这个甚至让人死里复活。
They've listened as he promised the kingdom of God is near.
他们在听着神，耶稣宣称说神的国近了。
And on Sunday they show up to show their support.
所以在棕树主日，这些人就过来来表示他们对耶稣的拥护。
They're ready to follow him as he overthrows Rome and sets up a new kingdom in Jerusalem.
他们已经准备好了，要跟着耶稣把这个罗马政权推翻掉，然后我们建立一个新的耶路撒冷。
They are ready to make Israel great again.
他们已经准备好了，要让以色列重新伟大起来。
It's Passover week.
这是逾越节啊，就是得拯救的节日。
The time that the Jewish people celebrate deliverance from Egypt.
这逾越节就是以色列人来庆祝他们从埃及为奴的日子得解救的这个。
But it's also the time that they pray for deliverance from Rome.
这也是一个节日，他们在这求主让他们从罗马的统治之下得解救。
And so as Jesus enters Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday, they are shouting, "Hosanna!"
所以在当耶稣进入耶路撒冷的时候，这个棕树主日，他们喊的就是 "Hosanna!"
Now, we sang those words this morning, that word this morning.
今天早上我们也唱这首歌 Hosanna.
And we kind of think of it as a religious term, a term of praise.
我们觉得 Hosanna 就是一个宗教的一个词汇，就是来称颂，从宗教意义上来称颂的意思。
But in their world, it wasn't really a religious term. It was a political term.
但是在当时的以色列人看来，这个 Hosanna 这个词实际上不是跟宗教相关的，而是一个政治词汇。
A word that meant...Save us.
这个意思的这个词 Hosanna 的意思就是救我们
Deliver us.
解脱我们
Deliver us from what?
那从什么地方得解脱
From Rome.
从罗马的统治得解脱
They're waving palm branches.
他们在挥舞着棕树枝
A symbol of Jewish nationalism.
这个棕树枝代表的实际上就是以色列这个国家作为国家的一个存在
Sort of the equivalent of Ukrainians waving a flag in the face of Russians.
这就好像现在这乌克兰人在这个俄国人面前挥舞他们的国旗一样的。
This is a patriotic protest that day.
这个举动就是一个爱国的举动，表示他们是呼唤以色列国。
And when they see Jesus on a donkey,
他们看到耶稣骑着驴驹进来。
They remember Zechariah.
他们就想起先知撒迦利亚的。
A prophet who said, "Rejoice greatly."
这个先知撒迦利亚说：“西安的民啊，应当大大喜乐。”
Your king is coming to you.
你的王来到你这里。
And how is he coming?
他是怎么样来的呢？
Humble and mounted on a donkey.
谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子进来。
And so when Jesus rides into town on the donkey,
所以他们当他们看到耶稣就骑着驴驹进到城里
，They're excited.
他们就非常的兴奋。
Their king is coming.
他们的王来了。
Everything is going to get better.
所有一切都会变得更好。
But we read the first part of Matthew 21.
所以我们看到马太福音的第二十一章的前面部分。
But this week you need to read the rest of that chapter.
但是这周我们把下面这章后面的部分也要读下来。
Because the rest of it is kind of a disappointment.
因为这章往后看起来就是让人很失望的事了。
After Sunday, Jesus does nothing they expect him to do.
因为在棕树主日之后，耶稣没有做任何他们期待他做的事情。
On Monday, he offends the Sanhedrin, the political big shots.
因为在星期周一的时候，他去冒犯了那些，就得罪了那些宗教领袖们。
By going into the temple and calling them thieves and robbers.
他进到圣城里，看着这些人在那儿做买卖，他说：“你们把这个神的殿都做变成一个贼窝，变成一个强盗的窝了。”
He offends the religious leaders by calling them hypocrites.
他也得罪了当时的这些宗教领袖，他把他们叫做假冒为善的。
And then he manages to offend the ordinary Jewish people.
然后他甚至连普通的这犹太人都得罪了。
By telling a story about a banquet.
因为他讲了一个关于宴席的故事。
Where the Jewish family and friends are replaced.By Gentile outsiders.
这个宴席上最后取代这些犹太人他们的人犹太人和他们的子女啊他们的家庭的是一些外邦人根本跟他们没有血缘关系的这些外邦人反而被请到宴席上
And on top of it all,
所以而且还不止如此
he spends the whole week talking about death.
他一周来都在讲他的死
instead of deliverance.
而不是讲解脱
No wonder they are disappointed.
所以这他们真的是怪不得他们会觉得失望。
He claims to be Messiah.
因为他宣称自己是弥赛亚。
But he is not the kind of Messiah they want.
但是他却不是他们人们所期待的那样的弥赛亚。
And so they're disappointed.
所以人们都觉得失望。
Now it's easy for us to point at them and say, why were they like that?
我们现在去可以指着他们说，你们这些人怎么这样呢？我们现在可以很容易的这么说。
Why did those people back then turn against Jesus?
你们这在当时那些人为什么最后都站到他的对立面去了呢
？But this morning I'm wanting to ask you to think for a little bit.
但是今天早上我希望大家能够花点时间想一想。
What do we do when God disappoints us?
当神让我们失望的时候，我们会怎么做
？Now when I taught at the college,
我在大学里教书的时候，
I spoke one day in chapel about being disappointed with God.
有一天我在教堂里的讲道，我就讲到我对神的失望。
And one of the teachers was very unhappy with my sermon.
有一个当时学校的老师对我的这个讲道非常的不满。
You see, he explained to me he had never been disappointed with God.
他过后跟我解释，他说他从来不曾对神失望过。
And if I were just as spiritual as he was, I wouldn't be either.
如果我像他一样属灵的话，我也不应该对神失望。
Maybe.
也许是吧。
But I think that as Job sat on the ash heap, scraping his sores with pottery.
但是我就在想，当约伯坐在灰堆里头拿瓦片刮他身上的那个毒疮的时候。
He might have been disappointed with God.
他可能会对神觉得失望。
God, why won't you answer me?
神啊，你为什么不回应我呢？
People in the Bible were sometimes disappointed with God.
圣经上的人物也是常常有时候会对神失望。
He didn't do what they thought God should do.
当神没有做他们说希望神所做的事的时候。
Just like on the days after Palm Sunday, Jesus didn't do what they thought Jesus should do.
就好像是宗树主日之后，耶稣没有做人们期待他做的事情的时候。
And today,
今天
sometimes you and I will be disappointed with God.
有的时候你和我，我们也会对神失望。
You see, we expect Him to solve our problems in our way on our timetable.
因为我们期待神在我们的时间，按照我们的方式来解决我们的问题。
And instead.He works in His way, on His timetable.
但是神所做事，他是按照他的方式，按照他的时间来的。
He does it His way.
他是按照神的方式来做。
And it disappoints us.
这让我们会觉得失望。
We pray for healing.
我们期望主能医治我们。
And He gives us grace in our suffering.
但是神给我们是在我们的痛苦之中，他给我们有恩典。
We ask Him to change our spouse.
我们让神把我们的配偶换一下算了。
And He calls us to love our spouse the way they are.
但是他呼求，他神就呼召我们去爱我们的配偶，就按照他们的本相去爱他们。
Someone, a believer, hurts us.
我们相信有人伤害了我们。
And we say, God, why did you allow that?
我们说主啊，你怎么容许这样的事发生呢？
Are you going to punish him?
你是不是要惩罚那个人呢？
Are you going to make him come apologize?
你是不是要让那个人过来向我道歉呢？
And instead, He calls us to forgive them.
但是神他所呼召的是让我们在心里能够原谅。
And it's disappointing.
这让我们觉得很失望。
So this morning I'm asking you to think, what do we do when we're disappointed with God?
所以今天早上我问大家，当我们对神感到失望的时候，我们怎么做？
And I'm going back to the Old Testament for an answer.
我想要在旧约里找到答案。
Psalm 13.
这个诗篇的十三篇。
A psalm that doesn't seem at all like a Palm Sunday reading.
这个和我们刚才读的宗树主日大家的这种欢颂称颂。
But I think this psalm had some answers for that crowd on Palm Sunday.
但是我相信这个诗篇里边有答案，让我们去理解为什么在宗树主日的欢呼的那帮人星期五又钉耶稣十字架。
And I think it might have some help for us today.
我相信他对我们今天的我们也有帮助。
It's a psalm where David is crying out, God, I don't understand what you're doing.
这是大卫王在那向神呼求，神啊，我不知道为什么会是这样。
And I desperately need help.
我真是在绝望之中，我真的需要你帮助。
I think this psalm shows us three things that we must do when we're disappointed with God.
我相信这一篇诗篇告诉我们三样事情，就是在我们对神失望的时候，有三点可以让我们知道。
Listen to the first two verses.
前面的两节是这样的。
David is crying out.
大卫王对神呼求。
And he asked four times a question.
他四次问一个问题。
How long, O Lord?
主啊，要到什么时候呢？
Will you forget me forever?
你要永远的忘记我吗？
How long will you hide your face from me?
你掩面不顾我要到几时呢？
How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day?
我心里愁算终日愁苦要到几时呢？
How long shall my enemy be exalted over me?
我的仇敌升高压制我要到几时呢？
How long, how long, how long?
他问了四次还要到什么时候到什么时候呢？
And here's what I want you to see.
我们要看到这一点。
When God disappoints us,
当神让我们失望的时候，
we must call out to Him.
我们要向他呼求。
You see, David knows there is no one else who can help him. He's tempted to despair. God, I see no end to this. How long are you going to let my enemies win? But even in his disappointment, even in his despair, he cries out to God for help. Why? Because he knows that God is his only hope. And today, when we are disappointed with God, when we don't understand what he is doing, we must cry out to him. Because he's our only hope. He's the only one who has the answer. Now, we all know that. We're Christians. But someone said that many believers are Christian atheists. That means we're Christians because we believe in God. But we're atheists because in trouble we act as if there is no God. When things really, really get bad, we start looking other places for hope. David reminds us, our only true hope is in God. And so David says, I will cry out to God. Because he will someday answer. But let's be honest. When we cry out to God, sometimes the answer takes a long time. And that's hard. Because we want God to answer now. I've become a great fan of cooking with the microwave. I see my friend Richard cooks like I do. It's fast, it's easy. It may not taste great, but it's quick. And I find that I am tempted to pray microwave prayers. Push the right buttons.
一个一个的键按过去,
start.
然后一开始,
wait a few seconds.
几秒钟以后,
and the answer will come.
这个答案就在眼前了。
Isn't that nice?
这要如果真这样, 那多好啊。
But Job cried out to God. And nothing. No comfort, that would be nice.
也没有安慰,
no explanation, at least that would help.
也没有解释,
no words from heaven, Job, you can trust my plan.
也没有声音从天上向他说, 约伯,
nothing.
什么都没有。
Not a word. Silence.
完完全全的静默, 一点声音都没有。
And that's hard.
这是非常难以忍受的。
Some of you understand this.
你们中间有人是理解这一点。
Late at night, you pray, God, please take away this burden.
在深夜你向神呼求, 主啊, 你把这个负担挪走吧。
And if a voice would say, daughter, you can trust me, I have a purpose.
如果有个声音能够跟你说, 你可以相信我的计划, 我对你是有一个, 我是有目的的这么做。
At least that would make it a little easier to bear.
如果真是这样的话, 有声音对你讲话, 那可能会让你的这个负担变得轻省一点。
But you hear nothing.
但是你什么也没听到啊。
I was struggling and I had prayed and found no answer.
我也曾经这样去挣扎过, 我在这祷告啊, 但是好像没有答案。
I had read the Bible and found no solutions.
我也读圣经,
so I talked to a friend about my struggle. And that made it worse.
这让他让情形更糟糕了。
Because he said to me,
因为他这个朋友跟我讲，
if God hasn't given you an answer,
如果神还没有给你答案的话，
it's because you aren't listening.
是因为你没有听啊。
If you listen, God always answers.
如果你仔细地听，神从来都是要回应的。
Now my problem was my fault. It was even worse.
所以我的问题成了我自己个人的问题了，这就更糟糕了。
But later I read Job.
然后我就读了约伯记。
And realized that yes, God always answers.
我意识到说神的确是从来都会有回应的。
Eventually.Eventually.
Eventually, 最终神是会回应的。
Sometime.
有的时候。
But sometimes that answer comes after a long, long wait.
但是这个答案有时候会很长很长的时间才会来。
And if you ask me why it comes after a long wait, I don't know.
如果你问我为什么要花这么长时间才能给我一个答案呢？我也不知道。
But I know that Job listened for months.
但是我知道约伯曾经等了好几个月哦。
Months with no answer.
这几个月之中都没有任何的回应。
But he kept crying out to God.
但是他始终不断地在向神呼求。
He kept waiting.
他一直在等待。
And here's the hope that I want to give you if you're in a dark time.
如果你现在就在黑暗之中，我现在想给你一点盼望。
The day came when God answered.
那一天会来，当神回应你的时候。
And after God answered.
当神回应你之后，
Job says,
约伯说，
I had heard of you,
我从前风闻有你，
but now I see you,
现在我亲眼见到你，
I'm at peace,
我有了平安。
You may have to wait,
你也许需要等待，
and waiting is not easy,
等待是很难熬的。
But when God disappoints us,
但是当神让我们失望的时候，
keep talking to him,
继续地向神呼求。
Keep crying out to him.
继续地向神呼喊。
Jesus said, ask, it will be given.
耶稣说，你们祈求就给你们。
Seek, you will find.
寻找就寻见。
Knock, it will be open to you.
叩门就给你们开门。
But it helped me a lot to learn that those words, ask, seek, knock, are a tense that means ask and keep on asking.
但是我后来我发现这几个词祈求寻找叩门它实际
上是 Don't give up
是现代祈使句就是你要不断的
Seek and keep on seeking
不要放弃你祈求继续的祈求
Knock and keep banging on the door
你敲门而且使劲的打门
When God disappoints us
当神让我们失望的时候
We cry out to him knowing that he will answer at the right time
And
though I may not understand it,
尽管我也许不理解,
when he answers will be the very best time for an answer.
当神回应我们的时候，那一定是最好的时间。
We read on further.
我们再往下读。
And David teaches us something about how we cry out to him.
大卫王就告诉教导我们怎么样向神呼求。
Verse 3, consider and answer me, O Lord my God.
耶和华我的神啊，求你看顾我，应允我。
Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death.
使我眼目光明，免得我沉睡至死。
Lest my enemy say I have prevailed over him.
免得我的仇敌说我胜了他。
Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken.
免得我的敌人在我摇动的时候喜乐。
Let me paraphrase those two verses.
我来把这两段能够解释一下。
David says,
大卫说的是
God, I need help.
主啊，我需要帮助。
You know, I have found that Christians, we often think we need to pray pretty prayers.
我相信我们基督徒常常觉得我们也应该祷告的那个很漂亮的祷告词。
Almighty Father.
哦，这全能的天父啊。
Thou art omnipotent.
还用古英文来祷告，你是全能的。
Thou art omniscient.
你是全知的。
Thou art a bunch of other fancy words.
你就是我们学的神学的这些伟大的词汇。
And all that is true. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient.
这些祷告所说的都是对的，因为神就是全能全知的那一位。
But sometimes I need to pray like Psalm 13.
但是有的时候我就想要像应该像大卫在诗篇十三篇里祷告的这样。
God, I need help.
主啊，我需要帮助。
Amen.
Amen.
And here is what I have learned from reading the prayers of David.
我从大卫王的祷告之中，我学到的是这一点。
The better you know God,
你对神越是了解，越是认识，
the closer you walk to Him, with Him,
你和神的距离越近，
the more honest you can be in your prayers.
你在你的祷告之中就可以更加的诚实。
You know, if I'm having a terrible day,
如果我有一天我觉得很糟糕，
and I go into Walmart,
然后我去沃尔玛买东西。
If I go into Walmart, I'm probably having a terrible day already.
我一般如果买东西只能去沃尔玛买，我那天日子肯定过得不怎么着。
And the clerk says, "How are you?"
这个收银员就跟我说，嘿，怎么样啊？
I'm going to say, "I'm great." Thank
我肯定回答说，啊，我挺好的，很好。
I don't know that clerk well enough to say, "Well, let me tell you."
我又不认识收银员，我不可能跟他说，哈，我告诉你我今天遇到的问题吧。
But there are just a few people,
但是呢，有那么几个人，
who are close enough,
就跟我关系比较亲近，
that I can be completely honest.
我可以在他们面前是完全的坦诚。
And if one of those people says, "How are you?"
如果那几个人之中的一位跟问我说，今天怎么样啊？
I can say, "Well, to be honest,
我可以跟他说，诚实地讲，
it's a rough day."
今天日子实在是有点难过。
David was close enough to God,
因为神跟神，大卫跟神有足够的这种接近程度，
that he could say,
他可以跟神说，
"God,
神啊，
things are bad."
情况是很糟糕的。
When we're disappointed with God,
当我们对神感到失望的时候，
when he isn't doing what we expect him to do,
神没有做我们所期待他要做的事的时候，
we can cry out to him,
我们可以向他哭求，
with complete honesty,
我们可以完完全全的坦率的，
because he's our loving father,
向他呼求， 因为他是爱我们的天父，
and he will not become angry and frustrated with us because of our complaint.
他不会因为我们在这儿抱怨，他就为我们感到有挫败，或对我们生气失望。
But this leads me to the second thing that Psalm 13 teaches me about praying, or about what I do when I'm disappointed with God.
这也让我来到这个诗篇13篇所教我的第二点，就是当我对神失望的时候。
Because when I cry out to God,
因为当我向神呼求的时候，
sometimes his answer to me is no.
有的时候神给我的回应，给我的答案就是不。
I'm not going to do what you want me to do when you want me to do it.
你想要我这么做，在这个时候做，我不会这么做。
And so the second thing I learned from Psalm 13 is this.
所以我从诗篇13篇学到的第二点是这个。
When God disappoints me,
当神让我失望的时候，
I must trust him,
我必须要信靠他，
knowing that he knows more than I know.
而且我要知道神所知道的比我多多了。
And he's a good God.
他是一位良善的主。
And if he says no, then no is the best answer for me.
如果神跟我说不， 那么不就是我这个问题的最好答案。
Listen to verse 5.
所以看一看第五节。
David has been complaining and telling God of his trouble.
这个大卫王一直在抱怨， 一直在把他的这个困难告诉神。
And he says, "But I have trusted in your steadfast love."
但是他后面说， 但我倚靠你的慈爱。
I've trusted you.
我信靠你。
He doesn't say, "I'm going to pretend this doesn't hurt."
他没说， 我就假装这一切不让我不觉得这么难受。
He doesn't say, "I'm going to have positive thinking. If I say I'm okay, I'm okay."
他也不会说， 现在我们大家都在那学这些要乐观啊， 什么时候你就假装你情况一切好会好起来， 他就会好起来的。 他大卫没有这么说。
He knows it hurts.
他知道这个， 他的确是受伤害。
But in the midst of his suffering, he says,
但是在他的痛苦之中， 他说，
"I will trust God."
但我倚靠你的慈爱。
Because God is a good God.
因为神是这位良善的神。
And I can trust him even when I don't understand what he is doing.
即使我不理解他这样做的原因， 我也可以依靠他的慈爱。
Paul wrote about a thorn in the flesh.
保罗也曾经写过他的身体上的一根刺，
something that caused great pain.
他身上这个刺，他就是也是个比喻了， 可能是这个事情让他觉得非常的痛苦。
And he says, "Three times I pleaded, I begged with the Lord about this."
他说，为这事我三次求过主， 让这刺离开我。
Three times, "God, please take this away."
有三次他求主啊， 主让这刺离开我。
And I want God to answer, "Okay, Paul."
我们都希望神说，好，保罗。
You've been a missionary, you've served me, I'll take care of this for you.
你是个很好的宣教士，你也服侍我，那么我就把这个事儿给解决了。
But God says,
但是神说,
no.
不,
instead, I'll do something better. I will give you grace in your suffering.
我要给你在你的痛苦之中，我要给你恩典足够用的。
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的恩典够你用的。
My power is made perfect in your weakness.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Now that sounds nice.
听起来挺好的哈。
And some people have written really pretty songs from this verse.
从这一节里头，人们写了很多很美的赞美诗。
Can I be honest?
但是坦率地讲。
I would rather have deliverance from my troubles than grace in my troubles.
我比起在患难之中有足够的恩典，我更希望主把这个患难挪走吧。
Wouldn't you?
你是不是也会这样呢？
I don't want to sing a song. I want my troubles to be solved.
我不想在患难之中唱首歌，我想要我的患难给解决了。
And I wonder.
我就在想。
Maybe for a while Paul was a little disappointed with God.
也许保罗在有一段时间也会对神感到失望。
Maybe he thought, God, why?
他也许也在问神啊，为什么呢？
Look, I've served you.
你看我在服侍你啊。
I've suffered enough.
我已经受够了这个苦了。
You can fix this.
你能够解决这个问题吗？
But he learned to trust God's goodness.
但是他学到要在
He learned to say, I will boast of my weakness.
保罗最后学到他会说我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。
So that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
You see, sometimes God removes the hurt in our life.
你知道有时候神在我们生命之中他会把让我们觉得痛苦的东西挪去。
Sometimes
有的时候,
he gives us strength to face the hurt.
有的时候他给我们力量，让我们能够面对这样的痛苦。
But either way,
无论如何,
we must trust that his way is best.
我们必须要相信神的路是高于我们自己的路，是最好的。
You see, on this Palm Sunday, you may have some areas where you say, I'm disappointed.
今天这个宗主日，也许你也有一些地方你会觉得神啊，我有点失望。
This is not what I expected the Christian life to look like. Some of you are being baptized next Saturday.
下周日有几位要受洗。
I hope I don't scare you away.
我希望我没把你们给吓跑了。
Let me tell you.
但是我想告诉你。
Sometimes Christians say,
有的时候基督徒说,
I thought marriage would be easy for a Christian.
我以为婚姻对于基督徒来说是比较容易啊。
But my marriage is hard.
但是我的婚姻咋这么困难呢？
I prayed for my children.
我也为我的孩子祷告。
And they're rebelling.
他们还是那么反叛。
I prayed for healing and I'm getting worse.
我也期望主你能医治我， 怎么我的情况更糟糕呢？
I thought that if I was generous, God would bless my finances.
我以为我要是慷慨去乐善好施的话，神就会在经济上能够祝福我。
Instead, my job's being cut.
但是我的工作被裁掉了。
This is not how I expected God to treat his children.
我觉得神不应该这样对待自己的儿女啊。
Let me remind you.
我想要再次提醒。
That God asks us to trust him.
神要我们信靠他。
When he does not answer the way we expect.
即使神没有按照我们的方式来回应我们，我们还是要信靠他。
When we are disappointed with God.
当我们对神失望的时候。
When we don't understand what he is doing.
当我们不理解神在做什么的时候。
We must trust him.
我们必须信靠他。
Finally.
最后。
And this may be the most difficult.
这也许是最困难的一点。
When God disappoints us.
当神让我们失望的时候。
We must praise him. Listen to verse 6.
我们看看这个第六节。
I will sing to the Lord.
我要向耶和华歌唱。
Because he has dealt bountifully with me.
因他用厚恩待我。
Now that sounds wonderful.
这是不是很棒啊？
Maybe David has been delivered and now he can sing and rejoice.
也许大卫王已经得了解脱了，他这时候就可以向神欢呼歌唱了。
Here's what I want you to see.
但是我要你看到这一点。
David's situation has not changed at all since verse 1.
从第一节到第六节，大卫的情形并没有任何的改变。
No angel shows up after verse 4 to say, "Good news, David, your problems are solved."
没有天使向他突然显现，跟他说，大卫，你的问题已经解决了。
In verse 1, David is in trouble.
在第一节的时候，大卫在困苦之中。
And in verse 6, he is still in trouble.
在第六节，他还是在这个困苦之中。
But he says,
但是他说，
"I will sing to the Lord."
我要向耶和华歌唱。
Why?
为什么？
Because.Even if it doesn't look like it right now.
因为即使现在看起来情况都不对。
God has dealt kindly with me.
但是他用厚恩待我。
He has been good to me.
他对我一直都是非常好，良善。
It's difficult to praise God in hard times.
在我们遇到困难的时候，很难向神献上赞美。
But even when we don't understand what He is doing.
但是即使我们不理解神这么做的原因。
We must praise him.
我们必须要赞美他。
There's a song that says this.
有一首赞美诗是这样唱的。
It starts with beautiful praise to God.
开始就是以赞美开篇。
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful.
愿你的名受赞颂在丰饶之地。
Where the streams of abundance flow.
在你丰饶的溪流中。
Blessed be your name.
愿你的名受赞颂。
But then the psalm says, or the song says,
这首赞美诗就转了。
And this was written by a songwriter who had just gone through a terrible, terrible tragedy in his life.
这首歌的作者在当时刚刚经过一个生命之中极大极大的一个灾难。
Blessed be your name.
他说愿你的名受赞颂。
On the road marked with suffering.
在充满苦难的道路上。
Though there's pain in the offering,
尽管奉献中充满痛苦,
blessed be your name.
愿你的名受赞颂。
I said this may be the most difficult truth this morning.
我说今天早上这一点可能让我们最难接受。
It's the most difficult for me.
对我来讲这都是很难的一点。
The first truth I understand.
就我们提到这诗篇十三章。
I know that there's no one else to turn to.
第一点我是知道的，我知道我已经没有任何别人能够帮我，只有神是我唯一的盼望。
And so I must call out to God even when I don't understand.
所以我必须向神呼求。
The second truth.
第二点。
I can accept that God knows more than I know.
我可以接受，神知道的肯定比我多。
So I know I must trust him when I don't understand.
所以我明白，即使我不理解，我也必须要信靠他。
I can accept those.
我也可以接受这一点。
But for me, the most difficult truth that David teaches in Psalm 13.
但是这个第三点，就是大卫通过诗篇十三篇告诉我们的第三点，这个真理是
is that I must learn to praise God when I don't understand what He's doing.
是我在不理解神为什么这么做的时候，还必须要赞美他。这点
要 you see,
很难。
My natural tendency is to accept that he's in charge, but to grumble a bit about the way he's doing it.
你知道我自然的反应就是我不得不接受这个事实啊，神是知道的肯定比我多啊，然后我可以发几句怨言嘛。
I may submit, but I want to grumble.
我可以向神降服，但是我就在心里头还是有抱怨，有嘀嘀咕咕的。
But God calls us to learn.
但是神呼召我们要知道
And it is learning a process.
这的确是一个学习的过程。
God calls us to learn to praise him.
神呼召我们要去赞美他。
Even in the difficult times.
即使在我们的困难之中也赞美他。
Not because the pain isn't real.
并不是因为我们所受的苦痛不是真实的。
Not because everything is okay.
不是因为一切都还过得去。
But because we are learning that He is a good God,
而是因为我们学到神是良善的神
that He is doing what is best in our life,
他在做的是对我们的生命是最好的事
even when we don't understand,
即使在我们不理解的时候
and at the right time,
在神的对的时间
and in the right way,
而且按照神的对的方式
He will answer, and His answer will be the best.
他会回应我们，而且他的答案总是最好的。
It's Palm Sunday.
今天是棕树主日。
And traditionally, at least, there should be a joyful Palm Sunday message.
通常按照这个传统来讲，到了棕树主日，总是有一个很好的喜乐的信息。
Rejoice! Easter is coming.
欢呼啊！这是复活节马上要到了。
And I haven't preached a joyful Palm Sunday sermon.
但是我今天的信息并不是一个让你喜乐的欢呼的这个信息。
But it is a Palm Sunday sermon.
但是的确是一个棕树主日的信息。
Because Easter isn't here yet.
因为复活节还没有到。
Next Sunday will be Easter joy, resurrection.
下个主日就是复活节，我们都会有喜乐，会有欢呼。
But this week we have to pass through Good Friday.
但是这一周我们要过的是。星期五就是神被钉十字架的那个。
The darkest day in history.
那是历史上最黑暗的那个。
And Palm Sunday prepares us for Good Friday.
这个棕树主日是来帮助我们预备我们来过这个星期五。
You see, on that first Palm Sunday, the people shouted Hosanna. They counted on Jesus for deliverance.
因为在第一个棕树主日，人们就欢呼啊，这豪三呐，他们希望主能够把他们解脱出来。
And when he didn't do what they expected,
当主耶稣没有做人们所期待他做的事的时候
，when he disappointed them,
当他让他们失望的时候
，they turned against him.
他们就完全都各个都背转。
And it's easy for us to criticize them.It's easy to criticize them.
对我们来讲，我们很容易去责备那些人。
But someday, you and I may be disappointed with what God does.
但是有一天，你我也许也会对神所做的感到失望。
And when that happens,
当这个发生的时候
，How do we avoid moving from shouts of Hosanna to crucify Him?
我们怎么样才能避免我们不像那些人一样，刚星期天的时候欢呼主啊，何塞呢？到了星期五就钉他十字架了。
We cry out to Him.
我们向他呼求
Because we know he's our only hope.
因为我们知道他是我们唯一的盼望
We trust him.
我们信靠他
Because we know that he is a good God who is doing what is best.
因为我们知道他是位良善的神，他会做对我们最好的事
We praise him.
我们赞美他
And if we will stay faithful,
如果我们能够持守忠心
even during the darkness of Good Friday,
即使是在星期五就是历史上最黑暗的神被定的那一天。
The day will come when we will see the light of Easter.
我们也会看到复活节的亮光。
If you read through the Passion story this week,
如果我们看到主受难周的这发生的一切。
You're going to see people who were disappointed when Jesus refused to overthrow Rome.
你们会看到当耶稣拒绝推翻罗马的统治的时候，人们所感受到的失望。
You're going to see Peter deny him.
我们也会看到彼得三次不认主。
You're going to see the disciples run.
我们看到他的门徒四散奔逃。
You're going to see the crowds turn against him.
我们看到所有的人群，欢呼的人群现在都开始咒诅他，开始要钉他十字架。
But I hope you won't miss a little group in Matthew 27.
但是我希望你没有错过在马太福音的二十七章提到的这一小群人。
It's a little group of women.
这是很小的一群妇女。
Who at the cross, they're still standing there.
他们还站在十字架下面。
You see, they remained faithful after everyone else had run away.
他的门徒都全跑光了，但是这一群妇女还是持守忠心。
Now I think they too were disappointed.
我相信他们也觉得失望。
They too had hoped that he would set up a kingdom.
他们也是盼望着主能够建一个新的国度。
But even in their disappointment,
但是即使在他们的这种失望之中。
They stayed faithful.
他们仍旧持有忠心。
Being a disciple
做一个门徒
means loving God enough to be faithful even when we don't understand what He is doing.
就意味着即使在我们不理解神所做事情这件事的原因的时候，我们仍旧能够向他忠心，能够爱他。
Not through our strength.
不是靠着我们自己的力量。
Please don't do this morning.
今天早上不要这么做哦。
Don't say, "Okay, I hear the sermon."
我听到讲到。
And I am going to stay strong.
我要很坚强。
Peter already did that.
彼得是这么做的。
And it did not go well.
但是彼得，我们都知道彼得身上发生了什么。
That's not my message this morning.
我今天所讲的道。
My message is not you can be strong, just stick with it.
我的信息不是说你可以很坚强，就持守你的这个力量就好了。
My message is this.
我的信息是这个。
Through His grace,
靠着神的恩典
we can be faithful.
我们可以有忠心
And so when you're tempted,
当你觉得受到试探
to just give up,
你想要放弃的时候
when you are disappointed with what He is doing,
当你对神所做的事感到失望的时候
I'm not calling you to be strong.
我没有跟你说要坚强
I'm calling you to say, God,
我让你这样做。
I don't understand.
你可以跟神说，主啊，我不理解。
I thought the Christian life was going to be easier than this.
我以为基督徒的生活会比这容易一些。
I thought you were going to solve more of my problems.
我以为你会解决我更多的问题。
I don't understand.
我不理解。
And God, I'm tempted to give up.
主啊，我真的就想要放弃了。
But God, would you help me to be one of those women standing there at the cross?
主啊，你能不能帮助我，就像那群在十字架下站着的那群女人一样？
Not my strength, but would you somehow hold me strong?
不是依靠着我自己的力量，而是主啊，你能不能让我有这样的力量？
Because I want to love you enough that I'll love you even when you don't do what I expect.
因为我想我要对你的爱足够的多，让我在不理解你所作所为的时候，我也仍然能够继续的爱你。
God, I'm not strong enough, but I want to obey you even when obedience is difficult.
主啊，我不是那么坚强的，但是我希望我在服从很难的时候，我也仍旧能够顺服。
God, I'm weak, but I want to be faithful even if it cost everything.
主啊，我很软弱，但是我希望说，即使是能够让我要丧失一切，我也能够持守忠心。
And so on Palm Sunday.
所以在这个棕树主日
，We don't say, God, we'll follow you as long as you do it our way.
我们不能这样说，说主啊，我们会跟从你，只要你照着我们所想象的那样去做，我们就跟着你。
We don't say, God, I'm strong enough to do this.
我们也不说主啊，我很坚强，我可以做到。
We say, God, I'm weak.
主啊，我很软弱。
My temptation is to be one who runs.
我的这个受到的试探也是跟那些四散的门徒一样，跟他们一样逃跑。
But God, I'm asking you to pour your grace into my life.
但是求主啊，你把你的恩惠浇灌在我的生命中。
And give me the strength to walk close to you.
给我这样的力量，让我能够跟你走得更近。
Even when it doesn't make sense.
即使是在我完全不理解的时候。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, I thank you for your goodness.
主啊，我们为你的良善感谢你。
I thank you that you love us enough that even in our weakness and sometimes our failure, you are faithful to us.
主啊，你如此爱我们，即使在我们失败的时候，在我们最软弱的时候，你仍然对我们是持有忠心。
But Lord, sometimes life for a Christian is difficult.
主啊，有时候一个基督徒的生活是很艰难的。
We're very tempted to be like those people on that first Palm Sunday and just despair.
我们也受到试探，就好像当初第一个棕树主日的那些人的行为一样。
This week, would you pour your grace into our lives?
主啊，就这一周里，求你把你的恩惠浇灌在我们的生命中。
That we will call out to you in the difficult times.
让我们在困难的时候能够向你呼求。
That we will trust you.
我们会信靠你。
And somehow, despite our circumstances, that we will praise you for your goodness.
而且无论我们的环境所处的环境如何艰难，我们仍旧能够赞美你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。